Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, what's up, Zoe?
How you doing?
I'm okay.
All right. Today's Wednesday, right?
Today is Wednesday.
Wednesday.
It feels like the week is going by slowly.
Feels like a Tuesday.
If anyone else feels that way.
I think it feels like a Tuesday.
Feel like we're dragging a little bit this week.
Yeah, we only had an hour of work yesterday.
Really? Yeah, it didn't matter, though.
Yeah. Still loaded them up.
Feels like today should be at least a Thursday.
Should be.
At a minimum.
You know what's funny today?
What?
Jim and Tom took the choo-choo train in today.
Okay. It took you 15 seconds to go there.
Who had the under?
15 seconds to go there.
Why
is this funny? Why is this making you laugh? I don't understand this.
I'm so conditioned every day. When you do what we do, you have your ways about the morning. You get up, you do what you do. I have a cup of coffee at home. I may have a half a piece of toast with nothing on it. Or I come in and I go to Dunkin' and I get my iced coffee. Maybe I get the power breakfast sandwich. I don't know. But there's one thing that I do each and every day. And at 8:30, I call Jim Louth. Yeah. And we have a pre-conference call before our conference call.
Okay.
And I couldn't do that today because he pressed decline and only rang twice and responded with a text that I'm on the train. I just started to laugh. Like, chugga-chugga. Are you shoveling coal? How did you pay for the ticket? Are you on the caboose?
Yeah, that's how the commuter rail works. Get a shovel, you get on.
That's awesome.
Did you give wear him your bibs? Paper ticket?
Did you have Jim Murray's whistle that he goes to all the time and wears it out? Woo, woo, chugga-chugga, woo, woo. Yeah, I just laugh at the train. I don't know how you don't have a car handy. I need my car.
Hundreds of thousands of people.
I dropped my car off this morning to give it brakes.
By train. I jumped on the train and got here. Every single day in this town.
I understand that. You drive. You live close.
Yes.
You can take the train.
I could, but my T station is closed and has been for like a year.
Well, Hardy could take the train. He did the other day. I gave him a ride home. Would he rather ride the train or have a ride home and be in a car? I'd rather be in a car. I just find it hysterical that Jim chose to ride the train.
Why?
Choose anything. I need my brakes fixed
today.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I get my brakes fixed. I drop my car off. I took an Uber to the train station and took the train in.
I'm sorry.
And I'm going to go back and pick my car up this afternoon.
Why would it be funny even if he just chose to take the train and avoid the traffic?
Because he has the option of the car and parking in a parking lot for free. He doesn't pay for parking.
Yeah, I can work the whole ride up, though. Yeah.
I took the train yesterday. Is that where you were goofing on, too?
Yeah.
It's great.
I have to do it one day. I'm struggling to understand his fascination with people taking the train.
We're working on it with Pat's production, though, to do a trip with Zoe on a train. It will be a all-access-related train.
Yeah, mock it even further.
Yes.
It'd be good.
Pretty much. Me and Pat Patriot, yeah. Throw a couple cheerleaders on. It'll be funny. This is fun.
You know what's great about the trains, though? Not this week, but normal weeks?
What?
Just flying by all the traffic, because there's no traffic on the train tracks.
I didn't have any traffic today.
No, there wasn't a lot of
today.
Traffic. There wasn't a lot
said,
of traffic.
How about last week? How about last week?
Other weeks. Last week was a bitch. Yeah.
Last week would have been a great week to take the train to avoid all of that traffic.
Yeah. That'd been fun. So there you go. I just got to chuckle.
All right, where do we want to go from here?
Demaryius Thomas.
Okay, Demaryius Thomas. His deal with the Patriots, according to Field Yates a short time ago, includes $150,000 in the form of a signing bonus, a base salary of $1.2 $2 million. He has the chance to earn more through incentives and bonuses. His current cap number, $2.9 million. Here are some more of the bonuses, according to Burt Breer. He says the one-year deal is heavy on the we'll see type of parameters. The $150,000 to sign, that's part of it. $150,000 reporting bonus. Show up and get another $150,000. The $1.2 million base. $1.4 million in per-game roster bonuses. Are you active on Sunday? $750,000 if he gets 60 catches. $750,000 if he gets 800 yards. An additional $750,000 if he hits 1,000 yards. And an additional $750,000 if he gets 1,200 yards. So catches, yards, per-game roster bonuses, those are the incentives that are in this deal for Demaryius Thomas. The biggest number out of all those numbers I just threw at you, to me, is the one about what's the signing bonus. And it's $150,000, which in the NFL for a veteran is nothing.
Yeah, Reggie Wayne got four times that.
There is zero real commitment. What was his bonus again?
It was like 600
no,
change.
No, was it that much?
Oh, yeah.
It was 600.
It was at least 400, yeah. It was in the hundreds.
I thought they were wondering if he was going to give it, had to give it back because it was that big.
Yeah. I thought it was like 450.
We did a show on it, so I don't know.
I remember that. But either way,
whatever.
This is nothing. There's no real commitment to Demaryius Thomas in this deal.
It's a fantastic risk for the player because he's getting a chance to play with Tom Brady. If you look at his player's numbers over the years, historically, he does his best with the best quarterbacks. Now, you've done shows with me for how many years now? And day after games where I'll come in and say, holy crap, that receiver is good. Or day after Antonio Brown, you watch him when his head's right. Like, unstoppable rebel force. I'm going to sit here and be a fraud. I call this guy soft.
Yeah, I don't like the player.
I don't like him at all.
I don't like the signing. However, we talked about this last season, though.
I like the signing from one. When I heard it was $6 million, I got pissed.
Right.
But now you hear the deal of $150,000. This is nothing.
So they're on the hook for $150,000 here. That's all it is. There's no risk. We'll get to more on that.
But
to go back to what we said about him last year, when there were rumors that they were looking to trade for him.
I didn't want him then.
We said, no. Yeah, no, no. I'll tell you what I said, though.
How about this? Give me Josh Gordon.
He's better than what they have.
Well, not that.
He's better than what they had.
You didn't want him then, but now you need people. You need bodies to. You just need bodies.
But now he's not even just the player you don't like. He's the player you don't like with a shredded Achilles. This is picking off the garbage heap, man. That's what this is.
When a player signs for $150,000 and you have that guy's stats. That tells you ain't anybody wanted.
The contract tells you that nobody wanted the guy.
Nobody
wants the guy.
Nobody.
Well, what else are you going to do in terms of sheer personnel numbers?
This is what I want to know, Hardy. Does this get in the way of them doing something bigger and making another deal?
It doesn't
seem as the draft approaches. I hope not.
Numbers-wise, it doesn't seem like
it. Well, monetarily speaking, it doesn't seem that way. But I'm just hoping that they don't bank on Demaryius Thomas the way that they went into last year, banking on Kenny freaking Britt. Because I'd put these guys...
Matthews.
I won't do that to Demaryius Thomas. But it's the same level of, we'll see if that works out.
You know how the only way that this type of signing makes sense from my standpoint when you look at it, Chris Hogan's gone. Chris Hogan, those first four games last year is a one or two, not very good. This guy's a one or two, not very good. This guy is a three or four to where you throw him slip screens. You know what route he really runs well and what play he does well at? That bang, down the line, slip screen. Block, kick it inside, and let this guy cut inside. That's where he's really good. He could run that. I saw too many games over the course of 7 years, calm games, where this guy and A.J. Green shut down when anybody gets their hands in their chest. Soft player. I like rolling with guys that are scrappy. Give me a guy that's got some guts. You can say what you want, rip for Chris Hogan, for all you have to, about not having breakaway speed or not able to separate. The guy will get in your face. He'll get after you. He'll try and block your ass. Why? Because he's got balls. I'm just used to calling games and seeing this offense. Offense, it's predicated on getting the ball in the hands of receivers or tight ends that have balls. And they're going to do something with the football or knock your head off if they're trying to block. Even Philip Dorsett busts his ass to try and block. And he's not a big guy. But it's a prerequisite here. We'll see. That's the way I am here. We'll see.
James Palmer from NFL Network said in a tweet that he posted last night. From my understanding, Thomas is expected to be available sooner than most believe he will be. I would guess the Patriots probably know this because McDaniels was around Demaryius Thomas when he suffered his first Achilles injury, and he came back in roughly 6 months.
Yep.
I was on TV last night at NBC Sports Boston with Tommy Curran. He checked in with a medical guy who said he should be ready by August.
Yeah.
So sometime in the preseason, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's not on the roster come week one.
He's not an offensive lineman. He's not one of those big guys that are heavy where you're carrying all the weight. You've got to worry about that Achilles, you know, straining or tearing even more so after surgery if you rush him back too soon. And here's another thing. What's he got to get in here this month to throw with the quarterback? Quarterback ain't around.
Is he able to even fully go and run routes and practice?
Probably not. He could probably stand there and catch the ball, but I mean, he could do that all day on a jug machine inside the building.
Yeah, I'm not sure that he's even able to do any of that, so I don't know why that would matter.
Well, everybody's like, well, if he's not up and running until August, I mean, how are you going to have any rapport with Brady?
You can't
Brady's
deny
not around anyway.
You know, you can't deny though that this is, I don't know, sort of emblematic of what this offseason has been for the Patriots. Yes, they made a trade. Yes, they did acquire, you know, a new piece for their defensive front from Philadelphia in Bennett. But other than that, they've done little to nothing. And now they are picking up the scraps.
There's a lot of stuff that could happen. I'm not ready to sit here and say this is it and this is all you have. They're going to make trades on draft day. They're going to draft guys. There's no games this month, next week, 2 months. They got time, still got time to figure some stuff out. I understand what you're saying, Hardy. You need bodies. You need guys with a pulse.
When you're starving, the scraps taste pretty good.
I'm not going to sit here and rip a guy for
you. Got to put something on the plate.
Statistically,
yeah, but you're not starving because you don't have food available. You're starving because you chose to starve yourself.
Statistically, right now, but you say it's like, oh, they'll do something in the draft. They'll do something. They've had opportunities.
Yeah, but you're like, what's something are they going to do?
They've had opportunities to do things up until this point, and they haven't done them. And I don't think they're acting necessarily out of desperation, but there's got to be a certain element of. Wide receivers, who's Brady throwing the ball to week one? Who do we got? And they look and they're like, oh,
Edelman.
Well,
Edelman.
That's it.
Dorsett.
Yep. That's it. Dorsett.
Yeah.
I'll give you Dorsett.
He had a nice touchdown catch, AFC title game. That's nice. It's nice you to give us some since he never really
dropped
the ball.
Because that's all they got.
He doesn't drop Edelman. The ball.
So get Demaryius Thomas here, and if he works out, great, and if not, oh, well.
You know, there's going to be a point where we look back when you understand and really understand if Gronkowski's never coming back. You know, if that thing's signed, sealed, delivered, he's done. You look back to the time where, boy, did he hold him hostage, and could they have made a couple more moves if he would have just given him the heads up to clear the cap space? Because would they have been more in on Matthews? Who knows? Who knows? Would they have been in on more in on Golden Tate? Like, would you be feeling pretty good right now if Golden Tate was here? I think we would.
I'm not buying that either. They knew he was gone. They knew he
wasn't crazy money, though.
617-779-0985. Your reaction to the Patriots bringing in Demaryius Thomas. We will get to your calls on that. That was not the only signing in the NFL. We didn't have a chance to do it yesterday, but Russell Wilson locks up.
Sure did.
Gets locked up in Seattle and then announces it in bed with his wife.
What's up, Seattle?
So we want to talk about that and how maybe that ties into what the Patriots got going on with their quarterback situation. All that on the way and your calls here on, what is it? It's a Wednesday?
Yeah.
It's only Wednesday?
Okay.
All right.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help Line MA.org. 7878.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Hey, Seattle, we got a deal.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. But I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Good night.
Time for y'all to go to bed.
Finally, we can go to sleep.
See y'all in the morning.
Sounds so sexy. Wish I sounded that sexy.
Hey, Seattle, we got a deal.
Yeah. Stop giggling.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Remember Dallas Thomas and Sean bed. Springs? Hey, Sean.
Yeah. But I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Oh, really?
My God.
Oh, you're so tired, though. I understand.
You got to be kidding me. So let me get this straight.
This is so staged.
When she says we can finally go to sleep now, we can finally sleep, or you can finally sleep.
You are changed.
Time for y'all to go to bed. That,
finally, you can go to sleep.
Does that mean, this was one of two things. This means one of two things. Either one, they just had to stay up late because they were dealing with some stuff on the phone, contract items.
Yeah.
Right? You know, calls with the agents, whatever. Right? Number one, like, oh, finally, it's 2 a.m. We can go to bed. Right? Or she's suggesting that they were somehow losing sleep over the contract situation for a guy who's already made $75 million in his career, and she's made a reported $20 million in her career. I think they're doing okay. I don't think they need to lose sleep over the fact
he had to give
that
up concessions.
He didn't know if he was going to get paid in the form of a long-term contract or was going to get paid tens of millions of dollars this season, followed by tens of millions of dollars the following season and the season after that, just by way of franchise tags. I know that must be very stressful to think about all those tens of millions of dollars.
You guys asked me the other day, would you give up the six pick?
Sleep, Hardy.
Would you give up the six
now
pick for this guy?
Now I can go to bed.
Would you give up the six pick for this guy if you were the Giants? And I said, absolutely not.
Yes, you would. You should. How would you not give up this one first-round pick for a franchise quarterback who's capable?
Top six pick.
Who's capable of winning multiple Super Bowls?
Of course.
Do you know that?
Is that going to bring you in to win a Super Bowl, or do you want to draft your guy?
Do you want
to
watch this guy's career?
Do you want?
Have you watched him?
I said, you even said last week, I don't want the short guy. Don't give me the short quarterback.
I don't like short quarterbacks, and I'd take this guy in a heartbeat.
Do the Giants need a quarterback?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it easy to draft one and turn them into a Super Bowl winning quarterback?
Drafted a young guy last year. You're in rebuild mode anyway. You got rid of OBJ.
Is it easy to find and get a franchise quarterback?
No.
So, is there any quarterback in this draft that you know can win Super Bowls? You know for a fact going in?
Right.
No.
All right, thank you.
This guy can.
I give up the first overall pick.
So Dwayne Haskins is the sixth pick. You're taking him or Russell Wilson?
Exactly. Dwayne Haskins is their 17th pick. They'll get him.
All right, you have the number one pick in the draft. You're the Arizona Cardinals. Do you give it up to get Russell Wilson?
Yes.
Of course you do.
No.
In fact, you.
I don't.
Okay, wait, no. Zo, all right. Zo, going off what you just said. Going off what you just said. You said Dwayne Haskins is the 17th pick.
This is one of the worst takes you've ever had.
Let me finish here.
Ever.
So you're taking who at number six and going with Dwayne? You're rolling with Dwayne Haskins and X. Instead of Russell Wilson and whoever else you could pick at 17.
One of those homewreckers up front. Yeah. I'm going defense. If I'm Giants, I'm going defense.
Yeah, Super Bowl, here we come.
Okay, there's four stud defensive players, right? Kyler Murray goes one. Those four studs go two, three, four, five.
There's
you have the sixth
four.
Pick. You're taking a linebacker? You're taking Devin White out of LSU? Or you're taking Devin Bush out of Michigan?
Can he get to the quarterback?
I'm not taking Bush.
Homewrecker.
Is he a homewrecker?
No.
If I were Arizona, I'd give up my first this year and a first next year. No problem. What do you need? Done. You're going to instantly overnight have the guy? The guy. These guys don't become available. Super Bowl winners, guys that you know are capable. By the way, was he the reason the Seahawks lost in Super Bowl 49?
No.
God, no. So he could have easily had another one to his name.
And by the way,
he did make the throw.
What's it?
But it's not. I mean, do you look at that throw and say that was an awful throw? That wasn't the play?
I don't know. He came to the sideline and asked Pete Carroll what happened.
Which quarterbacks would you trade for the sixth pick?
Oh, Jesus. Sixth pick.
If Russell Wilson's not there, it's got to be guys above him. How many guys do you have above him?
Rodgers. Rodgers based on where he is in his career. Russell Wilson's what, 30, 31?
Right? 30. He just turned 30.
Okay.
He's in his prime.
Rodgers.
Mahomes,
yes.
Watson?
No.
Baker Mayfield?
No. Mahomes.
Wait, based on where he is in his career? So you would take Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, you just asked me. Insert Rodgers in New York, and he'll get there and make that work.
Who's a better guy to build a team around? Rodgers or Russell Wilson? Who's a better teammate? Who's a better leader?
Rodgers is 35 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you want to win right now, he's in about winning right now.
If I had a pick,
not the build.
If I had a pick to build a team,
I can't wait 5 years.
I take Russell Wilson.
I take Russell Wilson over Aaron Rodgers every day.
So who are you taking at six?
Yeah, good job, Jeff.
So you're trading.
Who's on
you're
first?
The only guys.
Who's on first?
The only
who's
guys
on
you would trade Devin White for Devin
you.
White.
I don't know. I'm going to listen to Sochi's draft show.
Ed Oliver, Devin White, any of those guys.
No, you got the whole board. Take your pick.
TJ Hawkinson, you're going tight end there?
No. God, no.
No one to throw. There's no one to throw him the ball. Why would you take him?
That's the point. Number six sounds so much sexier than any name it could be attached to. So you're like, no way for the sixth pick. But then if it's TJ Hawkinson, you're not going to trade TJ Hawkinson for Russell Wilson right now, straight up?
I'd take Wilson, but then you're taking on the contract. See, that's part of the problem.
What's wrong with the contract?
What's wrong? It's $35 million with 70 in year one.
Jimmy Garoppolo makes $27 million.
I know
he hasn't done a damn thing in this league.
You'd rather have Eli Manning and Dwayne Haskins.
If I'm sitting here and I'm looking at this thinking this number's crazy, what is Brady thinking? No, but you're
we'll
funny.
Get to that.
You want to bring the number?
We'll get to that.
You
want to
bring the actual number and pure money in the first year or two of this contract, which is ridiculous. And he actually gave them concessions. I want to know what the concessions are. So he obviously want to be the highest paid player. They made him the highest paid player.
He's not going to scale up. The concessions are he's not going to scale up as gambling becomes this revenue builder.
That's so nice of him. So nice. Hey, here's $70 million, but I'm not going to scale up on you. Thank you. Thank you so much. How'd that team do after they had to start paying him? Seattle. How'd they do?
Wait, it was because of him?
Oh, yeah.
Because they paid him too much money?
Sure. That's part of it.
That's not part of it.
You start paying everybody else, too. You want to pay Earl Thomas. You want to pay Cam Chancellor. You want to pay, tell us his name, Richard Sherman.
Do you know how much money Russell Wilson made last year?
$4 million.
No, $15.5 million. Is that unreasonable?
No, that's good.
That's a good number.
Really good value for him. It's kind of the same for the Brady range. Even though Brady's in the low 20s.
His cap hit last year, I believe, I'll double check it, but it wasn't exorbitant. The cap hit was exactly 15. Oh, wait, hold on. No, it's 23. 23 was the cap hit last year.
It was just a cute video.
His money was 15.
It was a cute video.
Don't tell me
though.
They didn't have money. Yeah.
Do you wear a chain at night when you sleep, chains?
Me personally, no.
Was perfectly, situated in the video. Just like, let me get this down here.
See y'all in the morning.
Yeah. We're so tired.
You wouldn't give up the first or sixth pick for him, though.
I mean, I understand. I understand the conversation, but
Kyler Murray for Russell Wilson right now.
Kyler Murray, you have 5 years under control at staggered money that you can afford right now.
All right, so let me ask
and
you
go
this.
Out and build a team around him. It's tough to build your team around guys at this payroll.
Is he overpaid?
Yeah, he's overpaid.
I don't think he is overpaid.
Okay. $35 million, he's overpaid. Absolutely.
I think
yes. So Tom Brady's overpaid at 35. The answer is yes. Yes, Jimmy Garoppolo, way overpaid at 27. Shoot me in the head on that one.
Well, I mean, the market is the market, though.
Well,
I mean, what guys are worth.
And being overpaid are two different.
If he went to the market, is he getting the same money that he got in Seattle?
I don't know that.
I think he would. I think every team in the league that needs a quarterback would pay him the same money. I don't think they overpaid him.
Miami should have been banging his door down. If you're that close, why isn't Miami going after him instead of signing fat?
This is my point, because he's not available.
Right.
That's why. Because the Seahawks, and there was some information that they might be stupid. It turns out they're not stupid. They're incredibly smart.
Yeah,
they said to themselves, there's no way we're letting the franchise quarterback walk out the door. And ultimately, they proved to be smart. That's what they proved to be. And they're going to be rewarded for it. They're going to have Russell Wilson as their quarterback. Proven quarterback. Guy who you know can win in this league.
It's like proven edge rushers.
And can carry
rushers,
a team.
Right? Proven edge rushers. You
he
keep
can
those
carry
guys, right?
a team. Yeah. He's that good. He is that good. He's a top five quarterback in this league.
He's proven that.
Even if he's not a top five quarterback, still top 10 quarterbacks worth the sixth pick in the draft.
He is a top five quarterback in my book. I'd absolutely have him in my top five.
Can you tell how scared I am of the Patriots without Brady that I would give up the top five pick for a quarterback in a heartbeat?
That's, like
that's not
this.
Even a big ask. That's not over the top.
It's gonna be a bad day around here.
It never happens, it's too logical, but it never happens.
It never happens because teams don't want the pick. You give up your franchise quarterback for a top 10 pick? For what? What's the point of that?
Unless you have two of them, yeah.
Unless you've got a guy.
Who has two?
You've got two franchise guys.
Well, the Patriots had two,
Patriots
and they only got a second rounder.
Potentially had two.
Well, that's the market, Jim. It's going right.
617-779-0985. So what does it mean for Brady now? What does it mean for his contract talks? Where's
that
stand?
He's 30 north. North of 30 then. 30 or more. You got to do like a 2-year, what, $60 million guaranteed? It's kind of where that's at.
Let's figure that out. Let's talk about that a little bit more. 617-779-0985. Your calls, and Hardy has headlines right now.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Train at weddings.
Let me tell you something, Beatle. When I was spinning at the University Draft House, Albuquerque, New Mexico, this is about circa 1997.
Woo!
Daddy's back there in the first floor DJ booth, just behind a little partition. I go down there.
You
I
do like this.
Little toot toot. Woo! Yeah!
You do this? You do like one ear? What do you do?
Straight up from Juarez,
right,
baby.
Right.
Uncut. Woo!
I kind of want to ride the train now.
I wanted to know Hardy 25 years ago.
Where's the station at? Over here?
I so badly want to know that guy.
Oh, this brings back memories right here. 25-cent drafts. UDH, University Draft House. Right on Route 66. Get all those UNM kids coming over. I'm like, Daddy's going to be spinning all night. Dad, they're not going to get me off the wheels of steel. I'm up. This is even before Ripple.
I'm awake. I feel great.
I don't know why I'm so awake right now. What's going on?
I am lit.
I'm ready. Like, we should keep going.
Show's
we
over?
Stay. We should stay open later and just close the doors. We should stay open later.
Having so much fun.
Yeah, I used to play that song.
Yeah, that's good. Would it be unfair for Tom Brady to ask for $35 million from the Patriots?
No, it wouldn't be unfair for him. But, I mean, that's overpayment for him.
I think it would be unfair. Russell Wilson's 30. You're 42, 43.
This won't upset him because I know he knows Russ and likes Russ, and he gets the landscape. He gets it. He understands why Rodgers got what he got.
So we know what top of the market is now. Top of the market's 35. A little bit below that is that 27 to 30 number.
I think it's 30 for him.
I don't think he's going to touch 30. I think the number for him, where they're going to maybe agree, you know, both sides come together.
I mean, look at the bonus from last year.
Is in that $25 million range.
Look how people termed that dangling carrot for him, of all people. Those really sort of unattainable bonuses. You've got to play MVP-type level to get those bonuses that were there for him. Same with the Gronkowski ones. I was like, wow, they're making him play. Look at that. They're not just handing him money. Tom Brady. 6-time.
But if Brady all of a sudden wants to get top of the market, he picked the wrong time to do it.
Yeah, it's like,
well, time for that was years ago, my friend. Like,
you're
going to be 42 years old when you play on the final year of this deal. You'll be 43 when your new deal kicks in.
I don't have my all-world tight end. I have Jules. I've got James. I've got Burkhead. I mean, who else does he have? That's what he's looking at, too. He knows they gotta do stuff. Who's the tackle? Who's his backside tackle? If I'm him, I'm less worried about the money and more worried about my backside tackle. That's what I should worry about. I'm going to be upright. Gee, I wonder why he's bulking up. Because he knows he's going to get hit. That's why he's bulking up. Here's another thing, too. I got a couple more points on this increased intensity band training and the additional pounds he's putting on. Maybe he went back and looked at all of his throws. And I know he does that. He'll go back and he'll be analytical and he'll look at it with his throwing coach, Tom House, and he'll go through everything. This one, that one. You lose a guy with a catch radius like Gronkowski. Where, okay, I really know I can't now fit the ball into the type of holes I need to with Joe Schmo versus Gronk, because Gronk could go get it. Now I might need more power. I might need more velocity on my throw. I might need to be a better deep ball thrower now. Even though you don't have deep ball runners, I need to be more diverse. I need to drive the football. I don't know if he drove the football enough last year. He knows how to drive it to Edelman over the middle. That's for sure. that look in route, that crosser, all that. He could hit that one. He didn't hit too many others on that. So you're looking at things where, okay, people think, okay, he's doing this to take the hit. I think he's doing it for arm strength. You need to combat now age, right? What do? Try and make yourself stronger. Maybe there is this plan in their TB12 way of thinking where we're going to keep you pliable. We're going to get you to a certain stage, and then we're going to increase this type of activity because studies show this is how people react to it when we do it. And that could be a strength thing for him.
617-779-0985. Whoa! This is Tom and Braintree. I think you may have put us on hold. Yeah. Play this one back in 97, Artie?
No, this is a few years later. It wasn't as much fun anymore. That's what the song sounded like when it sobered up.
Yeah. No, that was the song when they took Hardy out of there after he collapsed and he was in the hospital waiting for his IV.
I'm collapsing.
Paulie in the truck. Paulie.
Hey, boys. Good morning.
Hi.
Demaryius Thomas, I think he's a slight upgrade over Chris Hogan. So that's what I was thinking before you started talking about Hogan today versus Thomas. I think, well, he's better than Hogan anyway. He's young. Hopefully, he's still young.
Are you saying Hogan is a one or two or in Hogan's role? I'll take him at Hogan's role.
No. Hogan's not a one or two, and you can't expect this guy to be either. But if he's motivated now that he's working in Foxborough, you know, that should be a good thing because it looks like he can still gain separation against the defender. Tom Brady can beat you with 11 guys off the street corner as long as you've got five guys that can protect him. It's another thing I was thinking about, Zoe. He's stealing my thunder. They need to rebuild the trenches. They need a young defensive tackle, and they need an offensive tackle. They lost their starter and their backup on the left side, and the kid got hurt. Wynn got hurt on the right side. I hope they don't ever think of trying to do that again. You know, get him over the left side, leave him over there. I don't think he's ever played the right side in his life.
All right, Paulie. Good hearing from you.
All right, boys.
I bumped into some people that know Paulie over the weekend.
Oh, I have too. It's not nice. Over the weekend, but yeah. It's amazing how many people come up and say, hey, I know Paulie.
Yeah.
I've said, of course you do. You have tattoos on your arms. I
ran into some people out there in Buffalo.
No offense to tattoo people.
Acquainted with Paulie.
Wait. In Buffalo, you ran into people that know Paulie?
Yes. A couple people. Well, they're obviously from here. Yeah. There people from here that were out there.
Paulie
the
would fit in well with the Buffalo Bills tailgate
that said,
crowd.
Do you know that I know that lunatic Paulie? And I said, get out of here.
Remember
and
I told you?
Yeah. And then the one individual proceeded to show me a text chain, of him. a text message exchange that went on for a very long time. Very long time.
I told you about the gentleman I know that is on to Paulie and is quite aware of him.
Well, but he's tied into that guy, by the way, too.
Oh.
that other guy that you're talking about.
And I told you when Paulie saw me at the team hotel. Super Bowl week, and he was screaming at me with the Dunkin' Donuts cup in his hand. I know he didn't have Dunkin' Donuts in there because I could smell his breath, but he's yelling at me about tickets and how many tickets he needs, and how he only needs one. And the people on the other side, I see him looking over. They go, come over to me after, and go, that's Paulie, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, yeah. They're like, wow, it's amazing when you
hard
hear,
to miss
when you know and you hear a voice. But yeah, we know you. We know your voice. But then you hear Paulie, and you're like, yeah, he looks like Paulie.
Tom is in Braintree. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
So my take, I'm with Zoe on this with the Russell Wilson contract. So since 94, there's been 25 Super Bowls where the cap has kind of been in effect. The average winning quarterback's cap hit is about 6.8%. Wilson this year, I believe, is getting around 18.2%. So in the five quarterbacks that have won with a double-digit cap hit are Brady, Favre, Young, and both Manning. So I think he's getting way overpaid by the Seahawks.
Yeah, I think that's the wrong way to look at it. I think that's backwards. Why don't you look at the last 25 Super Bowl winners or this, you know, millennium and look at the guys who have won Super Bowls. They're all good quarterbacks. It's a requirement. It's a requirement to have a very good quarterback. It's not optional anymore.
Good quarterbacks help you win football games. In this league.
Yeah,
that's been proven.
The quarterback's more important Miami, now than he ever has been in the league.
See the Jets, see the Dolphins, see the Bills, see Cleveland over the years. Now they got a guy. I like that guy. I do. I like Baker Mayfield.
Not for the sixth pick, though.
No.
And by the way, the only reason why Brady's cap hit has not been more is because he's allowed for it. He's allowed for that to happen. The train again. There you are with the train again. Yeah. Okay. We are going to get to the Bruins and their series coming up at the top of the hour as they get ready for game number four tonight. Also, something from J.J. Watt, which I think you're going to enjoy, so.
I love it.
J.J. Watt's getting ready to deliver a big graduation commencement speech. He's got one at his alma mater.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. That's Whiskey. Coming up. He's got about a month before that happens. It's going to happen at the end of May.
A lot of prep work.
And so he's getting ready for it. We'll touch on that, get to your calls. And again, Bruins. We'll talk about the Bruins coming up.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Solak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
This song gives me the meat sweats.
Why is that?
It's like, oh, Jesus, how many credits do you have? Do you got enough to graduate? Why is everybody else in caps and gowns walking around? Oh, shoot.
Shouldn't you be worried before the song plays?
Yeah.
I thought I'd give you the meat sweats because you're thinking about the buffet that you're going to go to afterward. You know, you get the big deli platters out after graduation.
Of course.
You can let those suckers sit out there for 4 hours. All the salt in that perfectly cured meat. What are you doing for this weekend? Are you making a lot of food? Put a lot of platters out? You got people coming over? You doing a lot of meat platters? Like
for Easter?
Easter weekend, yeah.
Unlike you, I am not very religious, so we don't have
very
big
so
plans.
Acknowledge
no, we'll be going. No, we'll be going to brunch. Well, you know,
nice.
Easter Bunny. I'm sure we'll visit
the
house.
We're doing a brunch.
We'll do a brunch.
I got a problem with these Easter Bunny things, these bunny hunts. They've been doing them for like 4 weeks.
Bunny hunts.
Or the egg hunts.
Rabbit hunts.
And when you do it Saturday before Easter. That's when you do the Easter egg hunt. It's an Easter weekend thing, not a 4 week prior
for wabbits.
Yeah. I'll cut my poor wabbit.
So, Russell Wilson gave the commencement speech at Wisconsin 3 years ago, 2016.
Yeah. What's up, graduates?
This year they've invited another alum, J.J. Watt, to give the speech. And he told ESPN that he planned to wing it. He was just going to sort of go up there and wing it. That's what he was going to do. That was his plan.
I love it.
You love
Absolutely
that?
Absolutely love it. I do speaking engagements here and there. I'll talk to corporate companies. I'll do school fundraisers.
Yeah. Well, those are a little bit more informal, though.
Yeah, but
have you ever been asked to give a keynote speech?
No, this is different. This, and I'm with you on this.
Sir,
this
wait a second. When you came to my kid's school fundraiser that one time,
that was off script
and
off the cuff.
You told the story about I don't want to say who, but a close member of your family squatting and urinating in a parking lot to check the pregnancy strip of the pregnancy kit that you just bought.
Right.
Those weren't prepared remarks.
No.
Because everyone in the room thought that
was under the impression that that was planned.
Maybe he had a speechwriter prepare that for you.
It'd be the last time I ever do an appearance for you. That's nice you send a ride over, too.
I sent a car for him.
That's the only way I did it. He did buy me a nice little meal.
He wouldn't
upstairs.
Even drive himself. All right, let's hear it from him. Let's hear it in his own words. What did he say? He's not going to.
They asked me. I was with one of my buddies the other day, and he said, hey, they called, and they said, whenever you finish writing your speech, they want to see a copy of it. And I said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, whenever you're done writing it, just send it over. And I said, well, I don't write speeches.
Ouch. What a meathead. Just get your wood chopper up there. Get your
axe. Wisconsin must be so proud of him.
Commencement address. You write a speech. At the very least, you've got like your
outline. Some idea of a message you're trying to give the graduating class.
Yes.
Some story. Right. This isn't a pep talk.
Because they're not.
Pep talk.
I mean, I guess you can talk for however long you want, but they're generally, I would say at least 10 to 15 minutes in length.
What's a big one?
Bare minimum?
Yeah.
What's a big one? Summa cum laude or whatever the hell they are, the high ups, the 4.2s.
I believe that'd be magna.
The magnas. They're sitting there thinking, look at this guy. I have a 4.2 in rocket science, and I got to listen to this.
I got to listen to this dope.
Tell me what
this
the
real football player.
Yeah.
He's like, what do you mean? I said, I'm not going to write it. He said, you're not going to write a speech. What are you going to talk about? I said, I don't know. I'm just going to go up there and talk.
It's easy. You talk about the opportunity that Wisconsin gave you, what you did to help advance yourself, to allow yourself to be the type of player you are and a recognizable name that you have now, along with your brother. And I go right to the amount of money that he raised for that.
Yeah, go exactly.
And then, offer advice to the new graduates.
Yes.
It's color by number.
This is easy. This is so easy for him. Your ability to impact the world that we live in.
And you know? I've seen him speak when he is on script.
He's good.
He did something for the NFL. I believe maybe an NFL honors.
Yes.
Well, you know what it was? It was the Super Bowl this year.
Yep.
He sort of introduced all those finalists and I think maybe Walter Payton Award or
Probably Walter Payton.
He was fabulous.
Yeah.
I remember watching it going, wow, he's really good at this stuff.
Yeah. I watched Larry Fitzgerald talk to the owners too out in Arizona. There were some snippets of that on the internet, and he's pretty damn good too. But I'm sure J.J. Watt's going to pull this off.
So he's going to be so much better on script or on an outline than he would be just showing up and, hey, guys.
Wing it.
Can't wing it.
Yeah, I mean, that was my full plan. I did not know that, like, you had to write it all out. I'm dead. I didn't know. He was like, they have a teleprompter for you. What do you want on it? I said, nothing. I don't need it. Just give me a black screen and tell me when to stop talking. You know, that was literally my plan. But I found out you have to write some stuff down, so I have about a month to figure it out. I don't know. And what do you want me to talk about?
How about this? Write it down.
He's playing this up. He's not this stuff.
I know. Hello, everybody.
I have some messages I want to say. I have some things I want to get across. But let's be honest. They all just want to go drink beer afterwards. I mean, they're excited. I know how commencements go. Like they just want the person to give a cool message for about 5 minutes and then get off the stage.
Nope. That's what they want. You got to stand up here a good 20 plus, pal. You're giving a commencement at the University of Wisconsin. You can't get off the stage in five
minutes. I would say 15 minutes is the good, nice number. Don't go over that. Don't go too short of that. 13 to 15 minutes.
How long could you talk? Just wing it. Get up there. Go.
Winging
it? You're going to Quincy. Where are you? Quincy North High?
You can't do 15 minutes by winging it. You end up talking about things that you had no real intention of talking about. You sound foolish. Foolish.
Trying to get an idea of how long these generally go for.
I'm just telling you what it should be.
Yeah.
I think 20. 20 is minimum. It's a commitment speech at a major university. Yeah, that's a big one. Minimum 20.
I don't think I had a commencement speaker. I don't think they did those.
Mm. Yeah.
Neither did J.J. Watt. He never graduated.
Wait, he never graduated?
No, he went to the NFL.
Yeah, but did he go back to school or something?
Oh, he says later on in this press conference he never graduated, so.
Did Russell Wilson graduate at any point?
He graduated from NC State, which allowed him to transfer to Wisconsin as a senior.
He was a graduate transfer.
Now, I don't know about any of this. I'm looking at some list of commencement addresses.
Shouldn't that
here be
sort of a prerequisite for being a commencement speaker?
That you actually graduated?
You had to have graduated in order to speak at the graduation.
Right. Speaker. So Harvard does like funny commencement addresses.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell was there in 2003. They had Sacha Baron Cohen.
That's nice.
Borat.
Transcript of his
speech.
Where's
the bear? Did you drive the truck with the bear?
Included the phrases because he did it as Ali G. So Sacha Baron Cohen did the Harvard commencement address as Ali G. Quotes from the speech include, "You is clever and quite fly, if you don't mind me saying. Normally the only public speaking that me does is to 12 people." And then he ended it with being arrested. He had a fake police come up there and arrest him in the middle of his speech.
Great.
Yeah, now, if you're going to do like a whole performance, then by all means, go up there and wing it. But still, you got to prepare, JJ.
Even he planned it. Yeah.
Right.
617-779-0985. Is tonight's Bruins game a must win for the Bees?
You sure you don't want to do more NFL? You
in
sure
90 seconds after Hardy's headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling.com. Helplinema.org.